What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A bullpen game gets it done for the Red Sox last night, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Courtney has the news coming up in about 20 minutes or so at 7:45, and there is plenty of time for you to leave a Hill note on any topic on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best Hill notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Odyssey app, a great way to listen to this show if you cannot listen on the radio. And if I could offer quickly a little Odyssey app appreciation for a guy I met yesterday, Brendan, who works at Wegmans in Westwood. I stopped there on the way home from Gillette Stadium yesterday. Brendan came right up to me, listens every day on the Odyssey app. So hello to Brendan.
What'd you get?
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of fruit and a lot of salad materials yesterday.
No carbs.
And what else did I get? They didn't have – I enjoy my overnight oats. I like the Mush brand, yeah. As you know, Courtney. They did not have any of those unfortunately.
What's this new kick I see with the overnight oats?
They're delicious.
It's really about fiber, and it's it's about trying to be regular. It's a real problem.
Sure,
at my age.
I'm sorry.
Regular. I'm regular on the when it comes to the gas part of things.
Oh, that's good.
But the full processes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Shine. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law every single day. They fight for the working people in this city who have been injured. They will do that for you, and right now they are honoring those who built this incredible city. So whether they drive or construct or care for others, please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Chris Sims, who's on his podcast with Connor Rogers, and they were talking about the New England Patriots win total of 8.5, and Chris Sims pretty confident in the over. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, 8.5 wins, I look at that and just go, yeah, no doubt, I'm picking the over, 100%. I'm expecting the Patriots to be somewhat of a force in the NFL. I mean, you look at them and what they have here, yeah, we need to see Drake May take that next step or whatever you want to say there, right? Are there, there's some young receivers that I think are going to have a lot of say of how this offense is this year. How quickly do they jump on the scene with Booty, Douglas, right? That group there, Kyle Williams,
yeah.
Young guys on the offensive line. Right, so the potential on the offense is there, but it's a little bit like, oh, I just would like to see it a little bit. The defense, I feel like I don't have a whole lot of questions about. The defense is like, for the most part, is veteran players that have been around the league, and I think between that and the way they're going to be coached and everything on there, I look at the defense and go, I'd be surprised if the Patriots defense isn't a top 10 defense in football.
I said it earlier. A lot of insiders very bullish on the Patriots this season. And so was it Damian Woody that we played last week who has him as a playoff team? Chris Sims has him over the 8.5 wins.
Coward has been staunchly since the beginning of the offseason saying that he has the Patriots as one of the teams that was out of the playoffs last year, will be back in this year. He's thought 10-7 for the Patriots.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, during Leeds, about an hour or so ago, we talked a lot about the Vrabel factor and how much of this is just, and I guess I should include the whole coaching staff, but how much of this is just that. And certainly Scheim, Drake May needs to take a step forward and be better than he was last season. And so we shall see what happens.
But the coaching is like they were the worst staff in football last year, and now they're, you know, probably a top five, top 10 coaching staff all around.
Big upgrade at offensive coordinator. Yes.
I mean, huge. He actually knows what players can play.
I guess which positions they can play,
right,
on both sides of the ball. But giant upgrade there. Giant upgrade, I think, at head coach.
Massive. You got Doug Marrone. You got guys. You got a bunch of coaches that have. I mean, Doug Marrone got the Jaguars with the lead in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship in 2017 here. He's a guy that's, I think he's part of the, is he Parcells? I don't know. Or Bell. I mean, he's part of the, he's got a great
one
coaching
of those
lineage.
Trees. Yeah.
So I, all around, I think they're ready.
Also, just a reminder of Chris Sims that he was the guy that Mac Jones contacted because he was upset with the Patriots. So I just, sometimes with Chris Sims.
But he's being positive.
Yes, nope. Being very positive. He was very positive on Mac Jones. That's what I'm saying. He was very, very positive back then. Yeah. And Mac Jones is, that's who he contacted.
Yeah,
that,
Chris
really.
Sims' hit record isn't the best. Unless you're talking about actually his wide receiver prospects hit record. That's pretty good. Outside of that.
Yeah, and I'll do a radio bit. You can mark it. 732. If they don't double their win total and get to 8 wins at least, we'll put a dunk take here. And you can, for $10 to the Greg Hill Foundation.
You never pay off any of these.
I did. I can't get a tattoo. It's against my religion.
Were you supposed to jump into the Charles?
Like, I mean, you never pay off.
We'll see. Third time's
you do
a
these,
charm.
You do these outlandish radio bet
right.
suggestions.
Sorry,
you
I'll get Steven Goskowski to kick field goals at my junk.
You never pay them off.
But I'm the Welcher.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about paying off, Courtney got married 5 years ago.
Oh.
I'm just telling you. Let's see. Guys, you have a bottom four offensive line in the league and a bottom six receiving group in the league that does not translate to wins in the NFL.
I'm sure that person has scouted all other offensive lines.
508 texters. So,
I mean, what do we know about the Miami Dolphins offensive line?
They're not good.
Mike Vrabel talked a little bit about Will Campbell yesterday. I like the fact that he said he's been good.
Progressing.
Didn't over compliment the man. Yep. So
he's very good at not over complimenting really anybody, though. Yeah. Even Drake May. When you ask about Drake May, Mike Vrabel is very, very stable on where the way in which he talks. He doesn't
stable
get,
Vrabel. Is that what you would call
I like
him?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Drake, speaking of Drake May, he spoke yesterday after practice, and he was asked if he feels pressure to throw the ball more often to Stephon Diggs. Here is how Drake May responded to that.
Is there any pressure on you? He's a guy who's obviously accomplished a lot in his career.
Yeah.
Is there any pressure on you as a young quarterback to make sure he gets the ball, make sure he's feeling good about where he's at?
I wouldn't say pressure. I think he knows, he knows the plays and I always try to tell the guys, hey, if you've seen something, hey, you know, give me something on the sideline or something like that. But I'm going to try to throw the guys that open. If he's open a lot, then he'll get the ball a lot. So,
yeah, I mean, so that's a question about how Diggs was in Buffalo, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
So about how he was not getting the ball enough and how are you
Yeah, but he didn't complain about it in Houston when he was fighting for catches between Tank Dell and Nico Collins. So, like, that may have just been more of a Buffalo, him and Josh Allen issue than it is necessarily like a Stephon Diggs thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I do think Steph Diggs not getting the ball here, he'll be far more enraged than he was when he was with the Texans because yeah. there were better players around him.
I think he's going to get the ball here. Who else are you going to throw it to?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If he's actually better than everybody else and healthy, he's just going to get the ball naturally. That's just kind of how it works.
Or the defense will roll their coverage to him and he won't be open and they'll force the Patriots to throw to the other guys.
Now, a butter guy in the Twitch chat, and you can participate in an ongoing chat on the show if you're watching it on Twitch and in the chat, says when Diggs starts chirping at Drake May, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, I mean, I guess if we get to that point, then that is going to be an issue, but I don't...
Well, you said year three is usually when Diggs starts chirping.
Well, you guys keep talking about stable Vrabel. You really think Vrabel's going to let him chirp at his quarterback?
Wait. No. So we really all think that there will not be a time in any game this season where Diggs is mad at the quarterback. Really? I mean, come on.
I think there probably will be.
I mean, I don't think he's a bad guy, and I don't think it'll overtake the season. But to not think that there won't be a spot of the year where Steph Diggs is open and he doesn't get the ball and he lets Drake May know about it would be a shocking upset. I mean, that's just who he is. It's great. I mean, but that's not only him. I mean, that's all the best receivers in football.
Right.
Like,
it kind of comes with the position.
Yep. If you want to have a great player, they're probably going to have that.
Is he going to blame Drake May, though, or is he going to blame Josh McDaniels? Because a lot of times at Buffalo, he was blaming the offensive coordinator more than he was blaming Josh Allen.
Right, but I think at that point, Josh Allen was established in a way that Drake May is yet.
Yeah, but if they're winning football games and Steph Diggs is unhappy, he's probably going to be blaming the offensive coordinator, not him, not Drake May.
All right, we'll see. Proof will be in the pudding.
True.
What's next?
Well, let's stay in the NFL. Ledger Doosable of CBS believes after re-signing Terry McLaurin to his contract extension, it is basically Super Bowl or bust for the Commanders at this point.
Okay.
Here is what he said.
I put it out there earlier. I got them going to the Super Bowl this year. And I think, again, they weren't going to do that without scary Terry McLaurin. You had a guy like Deebo Samuel. You had Laremy Tunsil to left tackle. Josh Kornelly at right tackle. So we saw this team last year. Again, they picked number two overall because they weren't good, Brandon. But led by Jaden Daniels, yes, they are going to the Super Bowl. Like, the Washington Commanders, I feel like, are going to the Super Bowl with the addition of this signing to scary Terry McLaurin, because I love what they did. Last year, again, they didn't. A lot of people didn't expect them to go to the NFC Championship game, but because of the superstar ability by Jaden Daniels and this offense, they were able to go there. Now they fix some of those issues on defense. They get Terry McLaurin under contract. I think the sky's the limit for this team. I think it's Super Bowl or bust for the Commanders.
Wow. What do you think, Shime?
Yeah, no. I don't think that happens. I expect actually not the exact opposite, but I expect a slight regression from the Commanders overall. Like, no team goes back-to-back seasons converting on fourth down 90% of the time unless it's fourth and one and you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Just doesn't happen. Like, they were phenomenal on fourth down last year to a point that it was almost like inhuman, and I just don't think you can replicate that. You're just due for natural regression. And so I think with injuries and stuff like that, like, they are a 10-win football team. They'll be in the playoffs. I don't have any doubt about that, but I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl now.
Okay. What's next?
Well, Paul Pierce was on Julian Edelman's podcast. Was it Names with Games? Games with Names?
Yes.
Games with Names. And they talked about how Boston, or what makes Boston, the best sports city. Here was Pierce and Edelman.
I think just Boston sports is like a brotherhood when you think about it, because it's like every franchise out there is...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legendary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably, I tell people that Boston is the best sports town in all of America.
Not even close.
It's not even
especially
close.
In the span that we got to play in.
Yeah, that era, like everybody won a championship in that decade. You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You understand it.
I understand
it. You lived it. You was out there.
I try to explain to people that like it was almost like a competition with the other sport teams too because everyone was winning so much. You see the Red Sox win something, you're like, oh man, well we got to go get something. Yeah. And the Celtics win something, and you're like, oh. And then the Bruins go out and win. And then we would go, you know what I mean? It was just, that is a 20-year gap that is going to be remembered forever.
The good old days.
We were so lucky.
Remember those?
Yep.
There's nobody in my lifetime that is like Pierce in that he weathered so many storms. Personally, off the court, getting stabbed, nearly dying. But on the court, you know, dealing with the roster turnover and all the years of mediocrity, getting to one conference final and then...
Yeah. Dude was able to get out of a wheelchair and keep playing.
Right. I mean, he could have asked for a trade. He would have been
the
moved.
Most famous bubble guts ever, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just, he is just, everything about him embodies, like, if you stay here and you persevere and you win, you are a legend for life.
What is currently the best sports city in the country? It pains me to suggest it might be Philadelphia.
I don't know. The Sixers really suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phillies, they got half of it. Let's see.
I mean, who else would you...
L.A.? No.
Not really.
L.A.'s not a sports town.
You got the Dodgers, but...
I mean, Florida with hockey and they had the Bucks going, that was a good run for them.
That was not a run.
Well...
I mean,
that was Tom. That I mean, he gets to a place year. And they win.
I mean...
And the Heat were kind of good during that.
I don't... I mean...
Well, to be fair, the Bucks will still be a playoff team again this year.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have Kansas City, but they only have the Chiefs. I'm going over the titles.
Right. Yeah, no.
The Royals suck.
Yeah.
Who? So basketball was the Oklahoma City. That's not a sports town.
No.
Baseball was the Dodgers.
I think maybe right now it's Philadelphia.
Is Detroit making a push with the Tigers being so good, the Lions being so lovable,
eating
the Pistons
kneecaps.
Being up and coming? Maybe. I'm just throwing out.
I think I'm going with you, Greg. I'll go Philly.
You go Philly. That's really that's about it. All right. Is that it, Shyam?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That's They Said It. Coming up next, Courtney with today's news, including an incident of pooper scooper rage, which led to gun violence in Nashville. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.